back to Batting Around. It's Batting Around. It's a baseball podcast. I'm your co-host, Jane Aust. With me, as always, is Lauren.
I'm Lauren.
That's Lauren and Steven.
Yo.
Yo, indeed. Before we started recording, we were discussing what we were going to talk about on the show, and it wouldn't be a Batting Around episode if we didn't talk about fucking uniforms. And there's a new City Connect, so we have to talk about that. It's the Mets City Connect, and Steven said something
Okay.
that I
Okay.
think is very funny. He said that these Mets City Connects are worse than the Phillies ones.
I said they're not
That's
better.
still wrong. You're still wrong.
Listener, please, if you haven't seen the Mets City Connects, please go to Google and type in Mets City Connect uniforms and judge for yourself.
Yeah, first off, you're not going to get it in the first five or six results. So maybe try binging it instead. You're going to get a better result that way. But you will eventually get there one way or the other.
We'll eventually get that Bing sponsorship one of these days, too.
My initial reaction was that these were terrible, but I've kind of come around on them. I think the reason I initially hated them was I watched the video that accompanied them, which is like the most New York, it's the World City thing in the world. And I can't stand that shit. But the City Connects themselves, I think, are really clean. I like the purple accents. I agree
I
with
do
a lot of people
too.
that it could be more purple.
In the preview, they were like, it had the purple, and I'm like, oh shit, these are gonna be great. And it's just gray and black, dark gray and black with like the tiniest little purple highlights. Like, fucking make the whole thing purple. Like,
It's
that's a
purple
great
accent. Yeah,
color.
I think they probably don't want to go. It's like more of a royal purple than like a Rockies purple, I'd say.
Yeah, it's
I think that
better than
kind
the
of suits
Rockies
really well.
purple.
More violet.
Yeah, it's really good.
And I think it works as an accent. I think the hat is really good too. A lot of people seem to like the
I
hat.
hate the hat.
I don't really
That
like the hat that much. I think is that like the Queensboro Bridge and that? Is that what that is?
It's one of the fucking bridges.
One
Who
of the
cares?
fucking
It's not our
bridges. I don't
job to know
know.
the fucking bridges in New York City.
Yeah, I already know way too much about New York City. Like,
Everything I've learned about New York, I've learned against my will.
yeah. Like at least okay, at least this time, like their mayor like is funny when he does stuff. Like I shouldn't have had to know anything about like Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, right? Like,
No,
yeah.
no.
But like at least you know when Eric Adams is going around being like, New York is the Istanbul of America, and then like there's you know it cuts to, oh, it's the Pompeii of America, and like just getting more and more ridiculous every time. That's at least funny. But like yeah, I shouldn't have had to know anything about Michael Bloomberg until he ran for president.
Yeah,
No.
A Eric Adams is carrying on the sacred torch passed on by Lori Lightfoot as
Yeah.
America's weirdest mayor.
There always has to be
Yeah.
one. No, there's no mayor's city is allowed to have a normal mayor. I don't know why.
Right.
I do also like that these are very like transit oriented.
Yeah.
Like
Okay.
the patch is supposed to be like the subway token, the steelwork on the bridge, the inside of the cap is the subway map, like for an interpretation of it. I like
Oh,
that it's
that's
very like for
cool.
like trans. I as a transit dork, I'm a big fan of transit oriented.
Yeah, agreed. And you know what really sold it for me on these? Because when I first, the first images I saw of the uniforms, it was just from, you know, like the mid torso up. And what sold it for me when I knew it was good was when I saw the full body shot and it had white pants. It did not have like dumb black matching pants. That's when I was like, all right. These are actually good. These are great.
But yeah, definitely better than the Phillies uniforms, which I'm afraid still look terrible. They actually updated Road to the Show to include them, and they look even worse than like the little
Oh,
video game colors.
they look like Road to the Show custom
Yeah.
uniforms too. And those are the worst dog shit in the world. Like, I think I've talked about it on here before. Like, the couple of times where I actually put some effort into Diamond Dynasty.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say, not Road to Show, Diamond Dynasty. Put like a bunch of effort into it. I learned how to play the game. I built a roster. And then I went into the uniform editor and I like really spent time making sure that my uniforms looked good and that all the letters, you know, had like a drop shadow on them and that they were all they like looked good. They were lined up right. The home and away uniforms are great. And then you just get to a actual match and get your fucking teeth kicked in by a guy with neon green and purple uniforms where like he made a dick out of the shapes that you can put in there.
Yeah.
So
And he's
like,
gonna bunt on you 27 times and just next. Yeah.
yeah, he's gonna figure out like, oh, you don't quite have the controls down for throwing pickoffs, so I'm gonna steal on you all the time. That's what the Phillies ones look like. However, I will have some one nice thing to say about the Phillies ones. And you know, we got to see them in action,
Oh
and
God, yeah.
we got to see JT Realmuto's catcher's gear that he has for him, and it's just like bright yellow, solid bright yellow on all of his
That just
catcher's
it
gear.
just pisses me off more because it's like you guys clearly could have added more color to this and had it
Yeah.
not be like fucking dark navy and black.
Yeah.
JT's catcher's gear looks so fucking good. He looks like fucking Wolverine. It's
Yeah.
amazing. It
And
almost makes it worth it. It's not worth it.
yeah, him in that catcher's gear looks like a Diamond Dynasty player in a good way. Like, that's when you see one
Diamond
where.
Dynasty player complimentary.
That's when you see like somebody on Diamond Dynasty where you're like, okay, that's kind of an out there uniform, but like this works. This works. And like it's almost there. If the uniform underneath it wasn't dog shit, like if it didn't have that stupid gradient, it'd be like, all right, cool, man.
And it was funny. Garrett Stubbs was like on some TikTok or whatever talking about the uniforms, and it's just like it's very clear. Like he basically just said that they all hate it, but you know, hey, maybe they'll grow on us. I don't know. And the Mets jersey tops are pretty decent. The hats fucking suck. I that they suck.
I don't care. I don't care for him. I think that the bridge just kind of looks goofy.
I think it's the opposite of like how I feel about the Phillies, where the fucking jersey tops are dog shit garbage, but the hat's okay.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the Philadelphia hat. I don't know. Doesn't work for me.
Fair
So I
enough.
like the Philly City Connect hat, but it's just too closely associated with the rest of the uniform for it to be good.
I am devastated to report that they have like a jacket, like a windbreaker jacket that is like good. I will pay money for it. Good. Like in the City Connect colors. It's just, but it's like, it's got what, it's like a white stripe. It's like a blue and white striped thing. It's so good. Let me see if I can find
I'm
it.
not seeing this on their website. I'm seeing like a, it's blue all over. There is an incredibly wild women's Royal Chevron track jacket that's pretty cool. I'm kind of into that in a momcore way.
This is great podcasting. Oh, here it
Yeah.
is.
What is this horrific Philly's New Era reversible camo bomber jacket?
Ooh.
This is appalling.
Okay. Yeah, Steven, this is good. These like windbreakers, this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm getting one of
It
those.
looks like something Mac on It's Always Sunny would wear in a flashback. You know,
Yeah.
like yeah, that'll look great when you get it in like 4 months from now because of Fanatics delays.
Oh yeah, seriously. Speaking of Phillies uniforms, did you guys see that Bryce Harper just straight up wore an old jersey during a game?
Yeah, and I respect it. Like, yeah, I'm glad he just like had that in his closet and pulled it out and brought it to work.
Like, what are you gonna fucking tell Bryce Harper?
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. It's completely different looking than the other ones on there. Like, it looks good. It like actually looks good. It's the home white.
He should just start importing them directly from like some third party international seller. Just have them delivered to his clubhouse.
Yeah.
They'd probably get there quicker.
DHgate all
Yeah.
of this shit.
Save
Like,
us. Like,
yeah.
fucking, what was it? Nick Castellanos or something in an interview like a month ago was just like, yeah, it's kind of fucked up that Little League players have better quality uniforms than Major League Baseball players. And I agree. It's fucked up.
Does DHgate make the pants too? Like, can you get like a full kit wanker set up from DHgate? Because if they could prove they could supply like a full uniform, then why not?
There's a big opportunity here for Temu to step in and just like start like selling like catcher's gear for like pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
Just have it all arrive in one like giant like chest protector shaped box.
I don't know, but every time I watched a game this week, the jerseys continue to be
Yeah.
noticeable. Like the uniforms continue to look really bad and be sweat through.
The images are coming in from
Yeah.
around the league. Like, I found these, just one this morning that I saw from Toronto, where it's just like, oh, you look like you got out of a pool. That's not how you're supposed to look on the mound.
You're not supposed to
Ugh.
be that wet. Unless that's unless intentional.
Yeah, unless you're like Brandon Marsh, but even Brandon Marsh was never that wet.
Yeah, the guy that pours 9 bottles of water over his head every game is not as wet as everybody else in these stupid uniforms.
Has anyone actually investigated what, like, the sweat wicking properties that these are supposed to be, like the Nike, like, proprietary technology that's, like, woven in here that's doing this? Has anyone really looked into, like, what that's supposed to be accomplishing? Because, like, that was the excuse they gave, right? It was like it's got this new, like, material fabric woven in that's supposed to be
Right.
like super quenching technology or something. I don't know.
I guess I'm not a material scientist. I don't
None of us are. I just
know.
assume it's open. Otherwise, it's just a new, like, cheaper form of polyester that they
It's gotta be.
brand something well.
Yeah.
Gotta
Oh
be
yeah, it
something like that.
breathes. It's totally very scientific. You wouldn't really understand. It's all proprietary.
Fun detail, actually, kind of related to all this, is that Jacob Silverman on Twitter, great follow if you're into making fun of crypto, was going through the listing of Alameda investments from the SBF
Oh
scandal,
yes.
and SBF had $10 million invested in Fanatics. If you want to know perhaps where all of this dog shit design came from, no industry is safe from the tech goons rapidly ruining, racing to destroy every business.
$10 million. I don't think that's really that much in the grand scheme of Sam
No, it's peanuts.
Bankman-Fried's.
It's peanuts, David. It's peanuts to Fanatics. But it is
Right.
nonetheless, I don't like those industries touching each other.
Is he in jail yet?
Yeah,
Okay.
very much so. And he got
He's
like,
extremely in
he's
jail.
extremely imprisoned right now. Yeah, he got like 25 years or something,
25
which,
years.
like,
Yeah.
yeah, a little much, I think.
It is. It's a
Bit
it, it
much.
is a bit much, but it's a thing where, like, until, like, other people who are convicted of lesser crimes for doing less harm to the world are, you know, until their prison sentences are kind of cut down,
Right.
I'm not going to feel that bad for Sam
Yeah.
Bankman-Fried.
I don't think we need to talk about the justice system reform on here.
Other than maybe putting the owners of the A's and the White Sox in prison. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We can talk about that.
I listen. The Phillies are playing the Rockies and the White Sox the past week. Not complaining. They're 5-0 against those teams. They carried no hitters into the seventh 2 days ago and into the eighth yesterday. It's good. I like when my team wins. I like when my team is dominant. My starters haven't allowed a hit in like a week. It's great. I love it. It also makes me feel morally disgusting, watching the White Sox being a witness to that kind of degeneracy is it
Degeneracy.
like. The moral rot of White Sox ownership is laid bare in every single outfield collision that you see, every stat line that like makes even people who don't really know stats that well's eyes pop out of their heads. Like, what are we fucking doing?
It's grim. It is a little bit like, to your point about how it feels kind of weird, it, a little bit like if you were, like, friends with, not friends with, if you were around a bully, like, beating up another, a smaller child, and you're not really doing anything to prevent it. It's a little bit like the same experience.
I don't think it's really like a bully. It's more like if you're watching a boxing match between, like, they're both 13 years old, but one of them is like one of those 13-year-olds that's like 6 feet tall, and
Has gone through puberty, the other one hasn't. Yeah.
and the other one has it. It's just like, oh man, this isn't right. Like,
It's like Jake Paul versus someone who's, like, depending on, like, how washed Mike Tyson is.
right.
Yeah. They can't be this bad the whole season, can they?
Yeah, why
Yeah,
not?
sure they can. How would they get better? Like,
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is in a spot where they're, like, still not a great team, but they're gonna call up Paul Skenes eventually. They're gonna bring back up Jared Jones is, like, pitching, like, crazy well for them. They have talent in the minors that they're gonna bring up and make that team better. The White Sox, I don't think, can really stay the same. They've got Wilson Montgomery or someone, like, their top prospect in AAA, shortstop. I don't know. That's not going to drastically turn them around.
Yeah, the whole organization is pretty barren. There's really nothing going on there, and there's no end in sight for that either.
No, the highlight of their year is going to be trading Dylan Cease for someone they probably can't develop into a real prospect.
They're 3-17.
Ugh. Is that the
They
worst
have
record in baseball right now? I was checking
Yes, they
earlier.
do. Followed by the Rockies, who are 4-16.
Oh, man.
It's gonna be a culture shock when the Phillies have to play a real baseball team again.
Oh man, the Marlins are right behind them too, 5-17. That is a brutal combo.
And right above them are the Houston Astros, who are a game and a half behind the Oakland Athletics.
That is pretty
I'm
fun.
sitting here just hoping you don't go any higher than that, so we
Weird.
don't
Talk
any
about it
higher
a
in the
little.
standings than that.
I caught a fair bit of the series against the Orioles, in part because you. I think what happens every year is that you log into my MLB TV account and it changes all the preferences to Twins stuff. So I end up getting notifications for Twins games constantly.
I have my own now.
Well, why am I every year I change it to not prefer the Twins, but because you were on there for so many years, it just assumes I'm a Twins fan and gives me
I guess
notifications every
so.
single year.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, that series wasn't super fun. It was just like, yeah, watching a team just straight up be outclassed for three straight games, and like, yeah, injuries, but also the team just isn't hitting at all. So it was not super fun. But yeah, at least we're not the White Sox. I will say that.
And like Brian Buxton is not going to have a 67 WRC plus the rest of the season.
No, and he had a really good game yesterday. They finally snapped a 5-game losing streak against the Tigers. Buxton was hitting during that. I really do think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
It hurts losing Carlos Correa after Royce Lewis goes down after two at bats
Ooh.
into the season. You know, Juan Duran's not back yet. Lots of bullpen injuries. Back of half of the rotation is kind of struggling too. So it's rough times right now. They need to get back on track because, like, I mean, yeah, they're only 19 games in the season so far as we record this, but like, it's already getting a little yikesy.
Especially when it looks like other teams are going to be more competitive than we thought. Royals are 13-8, Guardians 15-6. You and the Tigers are over
Yeah.
500 right now.
The Guardians' offense has been great, which is just unreal. Like,
That's
that's
not supposed to
astounding.
happen. That's not what they're supposed
No.
to do. They're supposed to be
No.
like a 95 WRC plus team that like gets into the playoffs on a really good bullpen and like two starters who are way better than anyone thought.
Exactly.
That's their
Exactly.
role. That's their
They
place in
forget
society.
themselves.
These upstart up jumped team. Yeah. But before we go off of the Rockies, there is something that they do lead the league in, and that is FAA investigations.
This is the weirdest story of the week, I think. This is like,
This is awesome though.
I
This
was
is
kind of worried after the last couple of weeks we had like federal investigations and betting scandals and like real like toothsome drama to bite into.
Right.
This is not quite that, but this is kind of like the first episode of a like a B tier HBO Max series that's like going to get us through the week to the next like real interesting show.
This is like something that would happen on Ballers. Like the Rock gets a call and it's like, "Hey man, your client is under investigation by the FAA. He was in the pilot on a char he was in the cockpit on a charter flight." And the Rock's just like, "Oh man, I've only got $19 in my bank account. I don't need this right now." Yeah, so Rockies hitting coach Hensley Mullins, Bam Bam, was he posted this video himself and then quickly took it down once people started being like, "Hey, what the fuck, man?" Posted a video on his, I believe, his Instagram of him in the cockpit of a 757 on a charter flight, team charter flight. But yeah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be in in the cockpit, and that's kind of been a thing for over 20 years now. I would say, you know, about 22 and a half years specifically.
Some big event in September that wasn't the postseason, yeah.
Yeah. But he's in the cockpit. He's
Yeah,
in the left seat. He's not just like recording over, you know, the shoulder of the pilots. No, he's in the left seat. And somebody's talking to him, you know, off camera, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna land the plane. Don't worry about that. I just hit that button there. Like, it's on autopilot. They're cruising speed." But it's just like, yeah, man, you can't do that.
Really not
He,
allowed to storm the cockpit like that. Yeah, highly problematic.
yeah, yeah. Baseball players are not supposed to storm cockpits. They're supposed to storm the Capitol. That's more of their speed.
Do we think happened here? Like, what do we think? Like, did the pilot recognize him from like his playing days, or Did he was he like a amateur pilot and he was like
He had
buddying up
to
to
have
them
been
beforehand or something?
Let in there by some
It's a
fucking.
multi-step process to even be let into the cabin, I believe.
Yeah,
Like the
it's.
pilot has to authorize it, and also someone in the back cabin has to authorize it. Like
Did he?
it's like a double key situation scenario or whatever. It's got like
Ugh.
vault, it's got like deadlock locks on there to prevent anything from happening in the event. I don't know. I'm just going off what I've watched in the Apple TV show with Idris Elba about a kidnapper on a plane. So I don't know the exact technical what hat process, but it seems hard. It seems like it's hard to get in there.
How did you convince all of the flight staff to let you do that? Like, how much clout does Hensley Mullins have? Like, oh my God, you don't just say no to the Rockies hitting coach.
That's
Like, you
Bam
don't
Bam,
just say
sir. That is
no to
Bam
Bam
Bam.
Bam. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get why this is allowed.
Was it a charter plane or like the team plane? Like, do they know that these are the people that travel all the time?
So it was a United charter flight. So the team, would have hired United to fly this or
Okay, so this
to
wasn't a
take the
private plane
flight. Yeah.
situation. They don't know these pilots. Like, they're not flying with them every week or anything.
No, it was a United Airlines 757. A 757 was the kind of plane that hit the Pentagon, so there's very good reason that you can't do this.
Oh.
Oh God, I'm looking up his like Wikipedia or to see if is he an amateur flyer or something like that, but
I think he's got to be. That's like such a perfect like guy who's made a lot of money in baseball or made good money in baseball, has a lot of
the
free time in the
only
off season.
he's got a hitting school, but I don't know anything about him being a pilot.
The only interesting thing in his personal life section of his Wikipedia is that he speaks five languages. That's it.
Pretty cool. That's
Because he's
nice.
from Curaçao and he played in Japan. Yeah. No, it's a funny video. He's going, I'm gonna land the plane, so relax. I just press this button and it goes down.
I mean, he's right that like most of flying other than landing is.
Really, what are you so concerned about? You think the Rockies are gonna hit something?
Good, great, great. Low
Or even
hanging
that if the
fruit,
plane
but I
did go down,
respect
it would
it.
be a yeah.
It is kind of low hanging fruit.
The Rockies plane did go down. Do you think anybody in there, like, what would be like the clubhouse leader of the cannibal pack that they like descended into? Descended into.
It's obviously Charlie Blackman.
It's got to be Charlie Black. Yeah, he's like the head of the Lord of the Flies contingent.
Yeah. Yeah, he would go into like mountain man mode immediately, Yeah.
Like, dude, we just landed and like we're 50 miles outside of
He's
Denver. You don't need to go.
already eating Chris Bryant, like within minutes. Yeah. Those are probably the only two guys I can name on the Rockies off the top of my head right now,
Isn't Chris
though.
Bryant hurt?
Yeah, that's why he gets eaten first. He's the most
No, that's
vulnerable.
fair, yeah.
A representative from the team is with them, encouraging them to eat eat Chris Bryant because his contract's worth a lot more.
Yeah, that's one way to get out of it.
Yeah.
Kyle Freeland's like sacrificing himself.
Well, he already did that.
Yeah, really.
Why was he pinch running?
We never talked about that, did we? That was like one of the
No.
weirdest things I've seen in a long time. I think he probably just offered. I think that he was just like, we don't really have any, but I'm pretty athletic. They're like, yeah, sure, let's go for it. That is like the exact kind of dumb guy. I guess we should say like the whole thing. Like
Yeah.
he got caught in a
A
he
play at the
was like a
plate.
pinch runner from third to home. They brought him in. They brought Kyle Freeland in to pinch run in like a late inning game, and he got fucked up at home. I guess he wasn't formally injured, but yeah, I've not seen a pitcher pinch run, I think ever.
Yeah, don't do that.
Pitchers are always talking about how, like, oh, I was a great hitter. I bet I could still go up there and, go two for five. Or,
Oh yeah.
I was a great shortstop. I bet you could plug me in there, after a couple of weeks of practice, and I'd be just fine. But most teams have the good sense not to let them act on that. I guess there's just nobody in Colorado saying, like, no, under no circumstances are you to let our pitchers pinch run or hit or do any of that shit.
Apparently, he is now also injured and out for 6 weeks. I don't think it's related to this. I think it's related to the elbow
No.
thing, but
No, he's saying it's not related to that. And that's probably true, but yeah, still don't let them do that.
Yeah, they probably were great athletes at one. I mean, compared to like regular schmoes, they are great athletes. Compared to like professional hitters, they're chump change, I think. Like after you spend more than like a year or two in the bullpen, you probably lose whatever finesse, whatever that next level is, probably goes away pretty quickly after you're done with like high school shortstop play.
Don't let pitchers pinch run. Don't let hitting coaches into the cockpit of airplanes. There's a lot of shit that seems obvious that apparently the Rockies need to learn.
Hire a guy that's just with common sense. Just like, no, don't do that.
Someone whose job is just point to the rule book and be like, nope, can't do that. Don't do that. They just need to hire a lawyer. They need to hire like an on-field lawyer.
Just a wet blanket ass lawyer
Listen,
to
don't get a third of our listenership excited about the idea of a on-field lawyer.
No, but then you have to work for the Rockies. It's not a cool job.
I love the idea of so, like there being like this guy on the field who's in uniform and someone's just like, well, who's he? Is he like the analytics coach? No, he's our general counsel.
It's just Charles in a full uniform with the spikes and everything. Yeah, walking up and down the dugout. It's already silly enough that like managers wear it, but yeah, so we might as well just have the team lawyer doing it. I love that team lawyer.
There's a fair bit of like shenanigans this week. There were,
That's what I
in
was.
addition to the Rockets. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to transition. There's could use lawyers for all the stolen ball trickery that
Yeah.
happened. All
Yeah.
sorts
Two
of
on the
ball
field, two off the
trickery.
field. Yeah.
That happened this week.
Yeah. On the field, we got two, a really cool play in college ball that ended a game on a hidden ball trick at shortstop, I believe. Then there was Nestor Cortez doing like Nestor Cortez shit. He's quickly become one of my favorite guys to watch because he does weird shit like this all the time. Trying to do like a little like limp-wristed like half toss
It
in
was like
his
a pump
windup.
fake.
Yeah, it's great. I love dumb shit like this. Who's that pitcher? Like Cueto was great about this kind of thing too. He didn't do like arm stuff. He did mostly leg stuff.
He just like twisted his body all weird.
Yeah,
Like,
he would shimmy. Yeah. Cortez is like bringing in like puppetry to this, and I love it.
It's a real showman out there. Yeah. But no, he did a little pump fake move in a game the other day, and then was told after the fact by the league that that move was in fact illegal. It's no fun allowed here.
He clearly thought it out though, because like he didn't let his foot touch the ground. He was very
Right.
careful. I think that, you know, if you're not going to tell you till after the game that it's legal, you should just keep doing stuff like that as much as you can.
Yeah, why not?
And then off the field, there were two more incidents that I think one is shameful but was made up for well. One is perfectly fine, I think. First off, it was the Twins Orioles game. Only person having a worse time than the Twins was 8-year-old Camden. His name is Camden. But he seems to be a Twins fan because we bring Twins gear.
The family is Twins fans and they live, but they live out there.
And they named their kid Camden. Yeah, which okay, honestly, not a, as far as like young white kid names, Camden is fine. I'm okay with Camden.
It's not like, Braylon or
Yeah.
whatever.
If it was spelled like
Braxton.
a Y in there, I'd be a little annoyed.
Oh. It's
Yeah.
funny that you said Braxton because that's Byron Buxton's son's name. He's Braxton Buxton.
Okay,
Anyway.
okay. I'll allow it with that last name. Braxton Buxton is a great name.
That's a
It's
good
really
baseball
good.
name. That kid's gonna like grow up and be a slugger. You can tell. Yeah. But anyway, young Camden got a ball signed by Byron Buxton before the game,
His favorite
and
player.
his favorite player on the Twins, and some a-hole, some rude fellow grabbed the ball from him and ran. The team made up for it, got him like a bunch of signed bats. Byron Buxton replied to him on Twitter like, "We're gonna hook you up." Camden put him behind home plate. All made up. Other hidden ball trick of the week was a Dodger fan doing the very slick catch the ball in the outfield, quick like hand to the pocket. If he wasn't on camera, he never would have gotten caught. Throw back the dud ball. One of my
A
favorite
different
fan
ball.
moves.
I watched this and I know it's happened before, but like I don't understand the point of this. I guess ball hawks are just like their psychology is just so mystical to me.
I don't think
Like,
he. Do we know if he's like a like an established ball hawk or is he just like, I know fans just will have gloves all the time, like regular guys, and they'll do the ball thing too, just in case they get. Do we know that he's like an established like?
this seems like ball hawk
So wait.
behavior, though. Like, okay, so he catches a ball and does the thing where it's like, oh, you're supposed to throw it back because it was from the other team or something.
I don't think that's even a thing that
I don't
like
even know what it
Dodgers
was, but
enforce. That's like not a Dodger fan
no, but
thing.
no, but that's just like a dumb guy thing, you
Okay,
know?
yeah.
Like it's you know, what was the movie, the Rookie of the Year that we watched, where
Yeah.
they're
Oh
like, oh, you
yeah.
gotta throw it
Yeah.
back because it's because the other team hit it or whatever. It's just like a dumb guy thing. And so he catches the ball and then makes like he's, you know, making the motion to throw it back, but he puts it into his jacket pocket, retrieves a different ball, and then throws that one out. And I don't understand, like, you're still net neutral on the amount of balls you have here. What was the one you threw back? Was that like, you know, like the shitty practice ball that you buy a bucket of at Dick's Sporting Goods or something? And you,
Probably.
I, why? I don't get it. I don't get it. Why don't you just go, hey, no, I'm gonna keep this one. This is cool. It's a souvenir. They say it a million times in every broadcast. That's a souvenir. I
Okay.
don't really get what he's doing.
In his defense, apparently there was an interview after the fact. I think it's a watch of this reading the clips from it. And someone asked why he tried to throw it back, and he said his wife would be mad at him. And he said, "Why would your wife be mad at you for not throwing the ball back?" And he said, "There's not enough time in the telecast to get into that."
We need to find this guy.
Yeah.
We need to find this guy and his wife. We don't just his wife. We only need to talk to his wife. We don't need to talk to him. I need to
Actively
know
don't want
why.
to talk to him.
Yeah. I
I think
need
he's
to know.
well, he seems like a, I don't know. I have nothing against this guy. I don't think he's like a, I think he's just like a bleacher creature. It's fine. I'm not mad at this guy for doing this. I
Just
think it's
like my
cool.
wife's gonna be furious if I bring back one more baseball. Does he just have, you know, like barrels of them, like Hample? No, I'm like, it's like if you have a pro, if you have such a problem that like your wife's gonna get mad at you for bringing back one more baseball than you left the house with.
I took it to read like she is a Dodger fan too, and would be mad that I brought home a ball from another team's home run.
I don't know. I don't get it. That's a whole that yeah. That's another just behavior that I just truly don't get. Whatever. It's a souvenir. Just fucking keep it.
Yeah, no, keep it. I'm totally fine with
Yeah.
keeping it. I think if you want to keep it, doing the fake ball trick is a great way to have your cake and eat it too.
You just got to be a little slicker on it, dude.
It was
Like,
slick. If he hadn't been caught on the broadcast in 1080p
wasn't slick enough.
from the
Wasn't
home
slick
plate
enough. We're
camera
talking
zoomed
about
all the
it.
way in.
We're talking about it.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay. Well, last thing that I got here, the Nats had their 5-year anniversary of their World Series victory,
God, it's been
celebrations
5 years already.
it was 2019.
Ugh.
They had a 5-year celebration, not really the anniversary, whatever. And they had all their players at the ballpark, and it looked fun. They were handing out the, like, you know, the free like World Series ring replicas at the gates, and they had players from the 2019 team down there handing them out. It looked really fun. Saw, you know, video of Brian Dozier there, you know, dapping people up, and I was like, oh God, I wish that was me. But Brian Dozier, I'm bringing this up only because Brian Dozier promised that he was gonna keep his shirt on the entire time, and he made it until the second inning when they played Kalma. His shirt came off on the Jumbotron. Still looks to be in decent shape too.
Yeah.
So good for you, Brian Dozier. That's all I had on that. I just wanted to bring up Brian Dozier whenever I can.
I'm always happy to talk about the last really great World Series. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a mailbag here. This one came in before the news of the Rockies thing broke. This is from Ian Half Dwarven Bard. If a team plane got hijacked Air Force One style, which team stand the best or worst chance of defeating the Kazakh separatists?
Well,
Well, we, you know, the Rockies wouldn't do great. They would get right into the cockpit. Yeah, they would. The cockpit would just already be open because they had to let Bam Bam in there, and the terrorists would have no problem getting right in.
maybe that's a point in their favor. They can stop the terrorists. They have
They can really quickly
access.
restorm it after the terrorists do. Yeah. And that same logic, like I think like Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton between them could probably like physically rip the door off. Yeah. They'd be in there pretty quick.
Okay, so yeah, no, I do think that the Yankees would have a good chance for
Yeah,
those.
yeah,
For
yeah,
those reasons, and they'd just be like, "We're not letting this 9/11 shit happen. We're
yeah.
taking it down," you know.
It's
But
just in the team's like
New
genetic
York,
memory. Yeah.
But I think if the Red Sox were there, they would channel Marky Mark, and the plane would be crashed immediately. It wouldn't have gone down like that, and it goes down exactly like that.
I think you need a mix of like if we're looking at like plane hijacking movies, I think you can look at the like Con Air and say you need a mix of burly guys and then little squirrely guys like Dave Chappelle. So like again, the Yankees have like a little squirrel like Nestor Cortez is like a super big guy. He could be
And
up
he's
in
like
the
5'8" or something,
yeah, he
yeah.
could be up in like the inner workings of the plane, like pulling levers and like breaking gaskets.
Yeah, he's underneath the galley. Like, yeah.
Just like holding on to the pod bay doors as they open. Yeah. I don't
Yeah,
think 737s have those. I think that's more bombers. I
it's
don't
not
know.
Dr. Strangelove. They don't have a Bombay door they're opening up.
No, that's only for the seven. Only the 737 MAXs have those, and no one's really sure why.
Yeah.
What's the thing about Michael Kay insinuating the Blue Jays are cheating at home? Has anyone seen this story?
I saw it in
No.
passing, and I didn't look into it more because I saw it last night as I was about to go to bed. I know he was accusing them of cheating, and then his co-hosts were even like, "You gotta back that up, man. Like, you can't just
I don't
do
know.
that."
I've been watching more of the Mets and Yankees broadcasts than I usually do, and they're kind of growing on me just for the sheer lunkheadedness of both of them.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think Michael Kay's probably allowed to do this. He's probably allowed to do that. What's the great post about this? The other team is like is evil. They're evil people. He's allowed to do that.
Yeah, my enemies are ontologically evil, sort of thing. Like, yeah. So it looks like he's accusing them of cheating somehow when they were in Toronto because they were fouling off a lot of pitches and not nearly as many as they did in New York. So he says that they must have had some way of, I think his implication here is that they had some way of knowing what pitches were coming, so they could prolong at bats or something.
So like the
I don't
Canadian
know.
version of a trash can?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what he's implying
That would be
here.
like there'd be like the trash, it would just be like a trash bag or something, right? I don't know. What's the I'm stretching for a joke about bagged milk and I've got nothing. Exchange rates, bagged milk. That's really all I know about that country at the end of the day.
Loonies and toonies,
So on and so
etc.
forth.
Okay, last question here, from Ryan Mountcastle, Publix sub. Now that the Orioles dugout has the multi-pronged dong bong, the homer hose has been
Yes.
relegated to the bullpen, where pitchers now also get a drink when an O hits a home run. My question is, how do you think the pitchers choose who gets to drink from the homer hose?
So they did it. They did explain it on the broadcast. I caught the game where they
Oh,
introduced
good.
the multi-pronged dong bong. And I will say, I love that the thing leaks like crazy. It's
Yes.
very poorly engineered. I love it. The
They're baseball
pitchers all.
players. They're not engineers.
Yeah, but you know
Exactly.
that, like, if a frat guy made one of these, it would work before he was introduced in a party.
That's true.
Like, it would have been thoroughly tested, and the leaks would have been plugged.
It probably did work. It just very quickly fell apart, is my
Yeah,
guess. Yeah.
they're just in Home Depot tying shit together, and it's like, go get a bottle of water
They're doing
and
all
pour
this
it
in the
down
parking
here.
lot before the game. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. They're not
Yeah.
like no one on the team. There's no PR person like, okay, let's, you know, we're going to source these parts from a reputable vendor.
We're going through quality control here. Yeah.
No, this is the players probably buying parts off the back of a pickup truck. Do you want to speculate on what like the fun reasons could be why the pitchers choose, or should I just go ahead and
I hadn't really thought of like a fun reason. I just
yeah.
figured that there's just kind of like, yeah, hey, who's not dizzy right now? Like,
Yeah.
who is not warming up or like needs to get their head in the game? Like, who pitched 3 of the last 4 days and needs some rest? Like, let them do that. But what? I don't have any
It's
other reason.
the bullpen game. It's what was the from last year where everybody picks someone they think might hit a home run,
Oh, and they throw
and
their
if
hat on the ground or some
yeah,
shit. Yeah.
exactly. If your guy hits the home run for the that you called before the game, you get to
Okay.
drink from the bullpen dong bong.
Yeah, if you pick up your burger phone and punch in the inning number and then their jersey number and what the count will be and stuff, then yeah, you get to drink from the dong bong homer hose or whatever. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I'm not tired of the dong bong yet. I know we've
No,
grown wary of some
no.
of these dugout celebrations. This one I think is
No,
still really good.
they're like the only ones that get a pass because they were like the first ones to really do it, or start
Really go for it.
they started this wave of Homer celebrations. Teams have been doing Homer celebrations for over a decade now, but it wouldn't be everybody doing it. Last year we hit critical mass real quick, and then I kept going. Like, it was just way too much.
Yeah, I think
So
it seems like it has scaled back this year. I've not seen as comprehensive, like team by team. I think maybe that's because like the loser teams have kind of admitted it's kind of sad when they do it.
yeah.
And you really have to be like a young, fiery, like fun team like the Orioles, full of like lunk-headed 25-year-olds to pull it
Yeah.
off. Semi-related, really. Semi-related. I did see an annoying tweet. I'm going to complain about a tweet on here
Let's go. Let's
from
fucking go.
an Orioles fan about how like with pictures of like Ryan Mountcastle, Adley Rutschman, two other like a very young core. You're like, oh, four of these guys are gonna make less money than Juan Soto, who's gonna make $500 million and gonna cost the Yankees, and we have all this homegrown talent. And it was very irritating just because three of the four guys listed were older than Juan Soto.
And also, like, Juan Soto made league minimum for years.
Yeah.
And also, the Orioles could sign Juan Soto this
They could pretty
offseason.
easily fit a $35 million a year contract, 15-year. And he would only be 40 when it was over.
Exactly.
He's the first like multi-million like long-term contract guy in a while. And, Julio Rodriguez too probably. He was like, yeah, this isn't like accounting for 10 years of back end like dead money. Like he might play for all of that contract. He's also like off to an incredibly hot state, like 200 WRC plus right now. I
Oh
think it's
yeah,
like
he's tearing it up. Yeah.
him and Jose Altuve are like the two top by WAR already. Off to a really hot start.
Okay, well, I think that should do it for this week. Remember to go sign up, patreon.com/battingaround. Support the show. We'll have some bonus episodes coming up for you real soon. All right, thanks, folks. Bye.
Apenas me desperté y al mirarte recordé que ya todo lo encontré en tu mano, en mi mano, de todo escapamos juntos, ver el sol caer. Vamos pa' la playa, pa' curarte el alma, cierra la pantalla. Abre la medalla, todo en el Caribe, viendo tu cintura, tú le coqueteas.
Que el sol está caliente y vamos a disfrutar el ambiente.